Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Did you ever have a crush growing up with a celebrity that felt so parasocial that when you found out that they were dating somebody else, you took it personally?
Oh, God, yes.
You're like, how could Justin Timberlake do that to me or whoever?
Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block. I had the pillowcase that I used to snuggle up with. I had t-shirts. I had buttons. I had dolls. I had everything. He was my obsession.
When I saw JC Chazet, I was on, it was back in the day where you had to like connect to the internet. It was like the and I was through AOL and it popped up that JC Chazet was spotted like at an award show with a date. I felt so betrayed. I went to my room and cried, even though I was like 13 and had no chance. I was just like, no, no, you're not allowed to date anyone. And I don't approve of this person. Betrayal.
For me, that person was Harry Styles. And the only time I've ever said a negative word about Taylor Swift was when she was dating Harry Styles back in 2012. I was like, that hussy, how dare she? First of all, my close personal friend Taylor Swift is betraying me by dating my crush, Harry Styles, who doesn't know I exist, but will one day. And I just remember being so heartbroken. And so I love the growth that I've had now when I can see that Harry Styles is dating allegedly a new A-lister and the close friend of one of his exes. I feel like I can be a little bit more emotionally neutral about it because allegedly Harry Styles and Zoe Kravitz are canoodling because they have been spotted arm in arm strolling through Rome.
I think I am taking what I know about Lenny Kravitz and applying it to Zoe. Like, he's so rock and roll and he's such a rebel, but she's never really, has she ever given us that indication that she's like that?
No.
So I always think like she's a wild child.
She's very cool.
Yeah, very.
But as far as wild child,
right?
No. I mean, and she's a very accomplished actress. Huh? Like, was it Big Little Lies?
No. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
With Reese Witherspoon and Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. She was great.
Yeah, she was fantastic in that.
Yeah, she's an excellent actress. The word cool girl is exactly what I think of. When I hear that, I go, oh my God, Zoe Kravitz. So they have been spotted strolling arm in arm and everyone's like, oh my God, are they dating? But to me, the bigger question here is, what was the conversation like between her and her friend Taylor Swift? Because she and Zoe Kravitz are very close. Zoe just stayed in her house during, I think, like the LA wildfires or something. And like her mom stayed and they lost like her snake in Taylor Swift's house. It was a whole thing. And so I'm like, oh, I wonder what this conversation was like where did Zoe Kravitz have to ask permission to date Harry Styles?
Okay, so the friends that you're talking about. So it's the fact that Zoe is friends with Taylor and Harry is Taylor's ex. So it's not Harry's friend's ex.
No, so Zoe and Taylor are friends. Taylor and Harry dated back in 2012. So, I mean, again, it was like 13 years ago. But, I mean, he's still an ex and he's a very, like, well-known ex. Mm-hmm. Their relationship was very well documented. There's a lot of lore attached to it. So it's just interesting to me that, you know, as Zoe and Taylor have gotten closer, to see her out with Harry Styles, I'm like, oh, what an interesting combo.
You know what? So I think the out here is if Zoe and Taylor were friends when Taylor dated Harry, right? And they like hung out, that would be the deal breaker for me. Like, cause you knew us as a couple, but if they became friends after they dated, like, you know, Taylor and Harry date, they break up. Then a couple years down the road, she and Zoe meet, they become BFF. So she didn't know Taylor when she was with Harry. I think that, and then plus Taylor's so blissfully happy with Travis.
Yeah, like, she is.
Mm-hmm. She don't care.
Yeah. So I feel like in that instance, I'd be okay with it. But for some reason, the sticking point for me is if you were my friend when I dated him, then that I wouldn't be able to get past that.
So I think that's totally valid. And I don't think they were friends 13 years ago. I do think their friendship is a little bit newer. I think it happened during the pandemic because I think they were both in London for some reason. So you know what? I think everything is totally fine, but definitely interesting to see them get together. Now, Tom Hiddleston, who is one of Taylor's exes, actually got blindsided during an interview with a UK radio station where they brought up Taylor Swift, who he dated, I think, 10 years ago. And he was very awkward about it.
Taylor Swift, big fan of a sourdough
recipe blog. They're very, very specific, but I could see how you could get into that.
Barney,
that is specific.
Wait, that feels like an Easter egg for something, though. No, I think it might be like something to do with the Super Bowl.
You think she's teasing the fact that she's going to do it?
Yeah, because there's like, where's the Super Bowl? Which city? And then isn't the sourdough the mascot for that city or something?
Whoa.
I feel like there's a little breadcrumb.
You've got deep knowledge of the
NFL.
No,
I literally saw a TikTok of this. About the subject matter.
I tell you what, if that is true, that is pretty impressive. That's amazing.
Maybe, I don't know.
He's just sitting there. He's like, what does this have to do with me?
Yeah. What does it have to do with it?
Wait, nothing. People just love, and I get it, you're doing your job and we're in the same industry where you know Tom has a tie-in to the most famous woman in the world right now. Of course you're going to find any way to like get it in there. But he's like, we dated for 2 months, 10 years ago. Leave me out of this.
Weak at best,
This is The Bert Show.
So Kristen almost broke her nose this week. And I ever tell you how my dad broke his nose twice?
Mm-mm.
The exact same way. He's pushing a girl on a swing. She jumps off. Swing comes back, hits him in the nose, busts it.
Is this the same kind of swing you have in your house? Wink, wink.
And then about a year and a half later, same thing, different girl. Pushes her. She jumps off. Swing hits him in the nose again. Broke it twice.
Was it just from the swing?
Just from the swing. This is back in the day, man. It was like concrete swings.
Oh, concrete. Okay.
So how'd you do it?
So I'm going to take my glasses off so you can get a better look.
Oh, now I can really see it. Those glasses, I hit it really well.
So there's two little two little scrapes. It's from
scrapes. It's like gashes across your nose with bruising.
I was about to say, you look worse than I did than when I got my literal nose job.
Yeah, we got some swelling. We got some bruising. And I sincerely thought I broke my nose this
weekend. I can understand why. Yeah, but the I'm a little stunned that the glasses hit it so well, because once you took them off, you can really see. That's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, it is.
You want to lay it on a little more thick?
Yeah, it is bad.
You took those glasses off and damn, girl.
Yeah.
Don't worry, girl. I got you a good doctor.
Your face is busted.
You should wear a goalie mask.
All right. What happened was, Saturday, myself and my husband, his best friend and his best friend's fiance, we all went to the Tour Championship at Eastlake.
Oh, cool.
There's a golf tournament going on here in town this past weekend. And my husband's best friend is getting married. He is the best man. So this was kind of like our bachelor/bachelorette weekend. The four of us go into the golf tournament because Bart's best friend and his fiance love to golf. That's how they met. They met on a golf course. They golf together all the time. Like, golf is their passion. So I thought, this is perfect. Their wedding is next month. We have this golf tournament in town. This is what we're going to do. So we go to the golf tournament, had the best time. 10 out of 10 recommend. Even if you're not into golf, like I'm like, who, that's the Scotty dude, right? Like he's teeing off in front of us.
Scheffler.
The number one golfer in the world.
And I called him Rory McIlroy instead of McIlroy. But I'm like, there's the Rory dude and he's teeing off too. This is so exciting because they were like, you know, these are big names. Yeah. It was a big golf tournament. So we had a great day, started drinking about 2 o'clock, right? But again, I was there and I was somewhat responsible. You didn't want to act a fool at this nice golf tournament, especially since Tour Championship comped the tickets for me, right? Like, I'm going to be on my best behavior.
Just don't throw up on the golf course. That's all we ask of you, Kristen.
There was one dude that was sitting on a golf cart.
No.
And he was, and his girlfriend was rubbing his back. And I'm like, homeboy is not going to make it down bad. He was down real bad. So we had a great time at the golf tournament, right? Watching guys hit tiny balls into tiny holes. It was a good time.
So many jokes.
So we leave and, you know, the babysitter didn't have a hard out, which is always amazing. So it's like 6 o'clock and we're like, let's go grab dinner somewhere. So we go to this restaurant called St. Cecilia. Mm-hmm. It's a nice restaurant, but I looked, they were completely booked. I knew we were going to get a table. I'm like, but we can like hold up at the bar, find a spot, right? Bar is completely packed, but somebody left. We got like a little couch area and we were able, like, it was perfect. We had the most lovely dinner, a couple of more beverages. And I really do want to preface this. Like, I was not hammered. I was tipsy. Mm-hmm. I was feeling myself, but there's no reason there's no reason what happened should have happened just based on my alcohol consumption, all right? So, had a lovely dinner, and it's time to leave. So we're walking out of the restaurant, and this restaurant is very open air, lots of glass. And again, this is a very nice restaurant in Atlanta. So we're walking up the marble staircase to exit said restaurant. There's the host stand. The host and hostess are standing there bidding us adieu. And like, again, it's like 8:30. Uh-huh. Like it's early and we're going home. So we start going out the door. And it's a revolving glass door.
Oh, no.
So we're going through the revolving glass door. And I tried to exit too early. And when I say I ran and face planted into a glass window,
no.
I ran and face planted. I hit this window so hard with my face, the entire atrium reverberated. Like I... The window should have broke. I hit this thing so hard with my face, and I turned to look. The host and the hostess were like, I mean.
There's got to be security footage somewhere.
So
I'll pay so much money for that.
I sent an email.
Okay.
First thing. Sunday morning. All right. I sent an email because, and that's what I was thinking. And now mind you, I was bleeding. it was,
I think I need to understand the construction of this.
Okay.
So as you're going into the revolving door,
I'm pushing the door.
You're pushing. Okay. Yes. So you're already in the mechanism pushing around.
Yeah. And like, so the door is moving. And so as I'm pushing around, I'm pushing the door and then I'm like, oh, I'm out.
Ah, okay.
But I wasn't outside yet.
Okay, now I got it.
There was still a glass window.
Now I got it.
So I ran into the glass window. And when I tell you it hurt, it hurt. And so I'm still with my husband's friends, right? So Markham and Kelly are like, oh my God, are you okay?
And it's bleeding.
You're looking at my face.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I didn't have like a nose bleed. It wasn't coming from the nostrils. Yeah. It was just coming from the scars that are on the bridge of my nose.
The bridge of them. Right. Okay.
And I was like, I was very, very concerned that I broke my nose. So we get home and I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like, but I still had makeup on. Right. And I didn't wash my face that night. And I'm like, I don't think this is that bad. I went to bed with ice on my face. Right. Because it was definitely sore. I woke up and then I realized I hit it with more of my face than just my nose because my forehead is bruised. My teeth are a little bit sore.
Are you serious?
Yes. My teeth hurt.
I can't wait to see you explain this to Dr. Elizabeth.
I don't know.
Atlanta face and body.
I don't know how I didn't chip a tooth. My left knee, because I was leading with my left, because I went like this. I went, bam! So my left knee is a little bruised and swollen from where I hit my knee. So again, I'm like, this is by the front door. Surely they have surveillance video.
Now,
so,
are you calling to get it deleted or are you calling to get it to share it?
I am reaching out to share it.
Dear so-and-so, I got beat up by an inanimate object at your establishment.
So I went to St. Cecilia's website and I found their email and I sent them this email on Sunday morning, the day after I face planted into the glass window at the front of the restaurant. And I said, hello. As always, we had a fantastic dinner with fantastic service last night. As I was leaving out the revolving door, I tried to exit too early and ran right into the glass window. I'm hoping it was caught on surveillance camera because it has to be hilarious. If you do have footage, is it possible to share with me? I would love to talk about my stupidity on air and give St. Cecilia some love. Let the front desk staff know I'm okay. Their faces were priceless. Because when I say...
Oh,
shit. Oh my, look at you again.
What's going on now?
When I say like the whole thing, like the whole revolving door rattled,
yeah.
I hit my face so hard. So I'm not kidding you. It wasn't even an hour later I get an email back from St. Cecilia.
Okay.
Hi, Kristen. Big fan of the Burt Show. I used to volunteer as Sleeping Beauty years ago for the send-off.
Oh, no way. For Burt's Big Adventure.
I connected with our IT department. And sadly, our cameras don't capture the doors.
Dang it.
So sorry we couldn't be more help.
Dang it.
So I hit her back and I said, thank you so much for the quick response and for volunteering for BBA. Make sure to give your window washers a raise, because that is one clean window.
It's the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I just realized there are too many people on Earth, and we need to start getting rid of the fringes.
That's a bold statement.
We're starting the 9 a.m. hour with genocide?
No, it's not a group of people. I think it's only one guy, specifically, unless others do this. Remember a couple of weeks ago, I kept telling you guys, like, every day I feel like I say more often, what the F is wrong with people? Remember I told you about that guy a couple of weeks ago that got busted for butt sniffing?
I forgot about butt sniffer.
He was at a Nordstrom Rack or something like that, and there's a woman, and she's going through all the clothes, and she can hear something rustling kind of on the bottom of the clothes, and she realizes there's a guy on hands and knees, and he's got his nose in her butt. He's sniffing her butt like a dog, right?
You're kink shaming. That's not fair.
Do all your kinks. Just do it in your own home or on OnlyFans or hire people for it.
If he wants to express himself in a TJ Maxx, I think
Well, I'm going to go ahead and stand up for the victims here. All right?
I'm kidding.
So he goes to jail and he gets back out and he did it again this weekend.
I didn't realize he was so close to me until I heard like his jewelry or something, and he sounded extremely close to me. So that's when I turned around and noticed that he was right under me. So that's when I stepped back towards the bookcase and I asked him what he was doing, and he said that he was tying his shoe. He was smelling me and he smelled another person in the store. It's honestly infuriating because he's done this for 13 plus years. So they know what he's going to do when they release him again.
Did you guys hear that? He's been butt sniffing for...
for 13 years.
Over a decade of butt sniffing.
Well, everybody needs a hobby, Bert.
And he's very committed to his. You said you've been looking for a new hobby?
One that preferably keeps me out of jail. I'm too small to go to jail.
Number one, what kind of jewelry is this guy wearing? And number two, terrible professional butt sniffer. The jewelry, you got to be stealthy, right?
Yeah, right, you would think, right?
Oh, he's not good about it.
He's getting cocky.
And sir, with that impressive schnoz you got, were destined to be a butt sniffer.
You could get away with it. You could be like 4 feet from them as long as you're in the same level.
It's kind of a great band name, Bert and the Butt Sniffers.
Well, this certainly went in a direction I did not foresee. All right, it's time for Gen Z versus Gen X trivia. Kristen and I are getting our butts kicked trying to represent Gen X.
We are Gen X. You can't plug in a destination. We are Gen X.
Versus Gen Z here.
Z is the name of my generation. You better get ready for a revolution.
So disappointed in my performance here. This is what I do all day to try to keep up with the young people.
Would you rather us sniff your butt rather than kick your butt? Quick break.
Yeah, Abby and Mikey, y'all realize what you're doing. You're whooping them so bad, this constitutes as elder abuse, right?
It is 13-8 right now. I decided that this game was over when Kristen and I were at some point or another going to win by 2 points, but it doesn't appear that's going to happen.
No.
So we're instituting the Little League, what do they call it?
Mercy rule.
The mercy rule. Is that 10
or 11?
It used
to be a slaughter rule, but then that got to...
We changed that.
We changed it to mercy rule because slaughter was a little bit too inappropriate for the kiddos.
All right. So Kristen and I will try to answer questions that our Gen Xers for sure know. They will try to answer questions that Kristen and I for sure know. And again, they are winning 13-5.
8.
Not 13-8, yeah.
I will point this out. You guys, Gen X, have not scored. It was like 3 games ago that you scored.
Damn, we're on a slump.
So the past 2, you've been zilch.
At a certain point, we will have tapped all of our knowledge of the 80s. So we could just keep playing until we have zero knowledge left.
I see. And Mikey gave me a hint last week because he said that he ChatGPT'd, like, trying to predict what the questions were you were at. And I meant to do that this weekend. Oh. And I'm Gen X, so I forgot.
Couldn't log in.
Well, I don't think you could have predicted this one, Gen X, because this is your first question. In meme culture, what does NPC stand for?
NPC. NPC.
In meme culture.
In meme culture.
Nancy Paul Carl.
Thank you.
NPC.
Not? Nope.
I don't think it's going to be not PC. I think that's too obvious. It's something else.
I don't know. Gen Z's pretty dumb. It should be obvious.
We are not representing well. I don't know this one. I'm not a meme guy.
But I'm a meme gal.
Yeah, I know.
I be sending them all day. I be pebbling people left and right in my DMs, man.
NPC.
We have to come up with something, because remember the rule is whenever we used to play this, you have to give some kind of answer.
I was going to say not politically correct, but you poo-pooed that one.
Yeah, no, that's boring.
Never? Nope.
Nope.
Nice? No.
Ooh, nice. Nice. Purple. Cooch. yes.
Yeah, let's go with that.
From my favorite Barney the Dinosaur meme. No,
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. It was not politically correct.
Whoa. No, what are you talking about?
No.
I'm just kidding. I want to see their faces. It was actually a non-playable character, often used to describe someone acting robotic or unoriginal.
It comes from video games when you're not the main character, like those other people on it.
Mm. Nice purple cooch.
Over to Gen Z. This was a pivotal moment in season 3 of Stranger Things. It was a song that Dustin and his long-distance girlfriend, Susie, sang together. This was the song.
Turn around, look at what you see. In her face, the mirror of your dream. Make believe I'm everywhere.
The harmonies.
Written in the light. Written on the pages is the...
What is the name of this song?
You're not getting this one.
Come on, Mikey. You know music.
I can see the panic and confusion.
How many Stranger Things questions are there? Is this like the most important show ever?
You're deflecting.
I'm deflecting.
It's like a crossover between Gen Z and the 80s.
I have no clue what that is. That's beautiful, but do you know the name?
I'm going to go...
Something about dreams or mirrors or...
I cannot believe you don't know this.
Stop it.
What?
Give us the artist.
Stop it.
Is it Turnaround? ask him something.
Yes, and in parentheses, look at what you see.
It's... You got... Come on, Mikey. Shake that down.
I don't know anything.
There's got to be something
you
in there.
You can't pull anything out of me if I don't know it.
I'm gonna go with, by the great Lamal, this is Girl of My Dreams.
Girl of My Dreams!
Oh, God, that's not it.
It sounds a lot like the Burt Show thing.
It was Never Ending Story.
Yeah, it was.
Which is a great
by who?
Great
LaMelo
movie.
Ball?
Lamal. He was part. I will give you this. Gen X, you could grab this for 5 points.
Oh, my God.
What group did Lamal originate from?
Is this really one of our questions?
No, this is a bonus question.
This is nonsense.
This is for anybody. For 5 points.
Belle Biv DeVoe.
Now you know.
No. Kaja Goo Goo. Remember to shy to shy.
Hush, hush, eye to eye.
Yeah, man.
That's what we're doing here.
If y'all haven't seen The NeverEnding Story with Falcor, the Good Luck Dragon, and Atreyu in the Swamp of Sadness, you need to book some time to watch it. It's a classic.
You're a dork.
Don't even. I wanted to name my dog Falcor. I know every millennial out there like agrees with me.
Yeah, I'm doubling down. You're a dork.
That and Hocus Pocus. I'm not. I am. I prefer Geek Chic.
Back to Gen X. What does GRWM stand for?
Get ready with me.
Come on.
Bing, bing, bing.
As easy as she gets.
The girl. My girl. Dude, we're up to 9.
Now. Good for you. Oh, come back. We've been here the whole time.
13-9.
You guys are so much closer.
Gen Z, name one, merely one main character in the original Saved by the Bell.
Oh, Zach Morris.
Got him.
Wow. Oh.
Don't call it a lead. We've been here the whole time.
Hit him with it.
For 3 points, this is for anybody.
What
bonus question.
What are we doing here?
What's the name of the principal?
Principal Belding.
3 points!
Oh! Shenanigans.
It is now 14 to 12. I agree. That's not fair. You can't answer Jen's question. Wait, now we should get to answer Jen's question. That was not one of the questions I submitted. I've done this before. All right, I'm going to take over hosting next
No,
month.
You're not.
What's the score?
The score is now 14 to 12.
Oh,
no.
I don't feel good about
that.
You guys should feel bad. That's not right.
I don't feel good about that.
All right, take the building points away.
Yes.
Things are like Mikey's butthole. They're tightening up.
What? Thank you, I guess.
Has Tommy been the secret butt sniffer this whole time?
What? Who are we on?
Me. Us.
Okay.
Gen X.
He's falling apart back
there. I got it.
You never saw Alex Trebek like mess up like
that. Well, Alex Trebek wasn't thinking about Mikey's butthole.
It's distracting.
Gen X, what Stranger Things character?
See, here we go.
Famously loves Dungeons and Dragons.
Is this just Stranger Things trivia?
I know. Where'd we get this?
This one's for us?
Yeah. Which character loves Dungeons and Dragons?
Malfoy.
No.
Potter.
Was it the one that got lost in the underworld, the underbelly?
They all did.
The upside down?
They all did.
Or was it the upside down?
The undercarriage?
His name was Jeff.
Jeff?
Jeff. This is the second Jeff answer.
Jeff. Sam
it is.
The answer that Cassie had was Dustin, but I also would have accepted Will.
Yeah.
Because he's the one that wanted to continue the game when everybody else was kind of out of it.
You know what, Kristen? We're just real stupid.
All right.
Go ahead.
Is that the new tagline for the show?
Real stupid.
Last question, but you never know. A bonus question might pop up before the end of this game.
Oh my God.
It'll be, what's the Stranger Theme?
Name another character from Saved by the Bell.
Gen Z. What were the middle initials of the first President Bush?
H.W. Wait, George H.W. Bush. Does that sound right?
That sounds right.
He said initials. Middle initials means it's got to be two, right?
Yeah, that sounds
H.W.?
Yeah.
Hit me with H.W.
Hey-oh!
Herbert Walker. That is correct.
Wait, Beautiful. Bert.
What?
Bonus question.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
For 3 points. Ronald Reagan once said a famous line, Mr. Blank, tear down that wall.
Gorbachev.
Oh! Mike got the 3 points.
Jesse for the steal!
I like history.
All right. So what are we at?
What are we at?
Jesus.
Nobody's even happy for me.
No.
Nobody in here likes you.
Give me some.
If we take out all the bonus points, I think it's 15-9.
Okay.
So we're still down by 4.
I just went it over at this point. All right. Either we're going to have to kick ass or we're just going to have to throw this thing.
Why are you taking off the bonus points?
Because they're stupid.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Tonight is a big night for the girls and the gays because for one last time this summer, the hot new bombshells are entering the villa. And it really is the most anticlimactic theme song.
It really is so casual.
It never hits as hard as I want it to, but when it comes on Peacock, I'm always like, yeah, this is my jam.
Oh my God, it injects adrenaline right into my heart.
I'm so excited because tonight is the Love Island reunion. The show ended like, what, a month ago? And we were left with the finale where we found out that Amaya and Brian, they won the money. They decided to split the money. But lots of drama has transpired since then, since they've been released into the real world and are now one of the biggest influencers or celebrities out in pop culture.
I feel like in the, 30 years of reality TV shows that we have had, this one has generated more explosive moments that I can remember in a very long time. Maybe Jersey Shore had.
Oh, when Snooki got hit and like it bonded the entire group.
There were a lot there also, but this one here, day in and day out, seemed to have just explosive moments. So this reunion, although I haven't watched this year, I only watched about half an hour of it just so I could try to be hip. I want to watch this.
Now, we don't have time to catch you up on all of the drama, but what Rebecca and I have put together is a bingo card of things we are going to be looking out for tonight when the reunion goes down, and we're going to be checking these things off our bingo card. There's no prize, but we do anticipate these things to happen, or maybe things that won't happen.
Mm. Well, I think we do need to talk about the fact that the reunion was filmed last week, and in that span, literally yesterday, two of the couples have broken up.
Oh.
Already. And they already filmed the reunion, and they're already over. Iris and Pepe, your man, is now single.
Pepe!
Pepe is single. Aww. They have unfollowed each other, and the winners of Love Island, Amaya and Brian, have unfollowed each other and purportedly broken up.
So that means something so, again, I'm using this word a lot, explosive happened during that reunion that everybody that was together is now not together?
No, they were happy during the reunion. Something happened this weekend that we have no idea what went down. So we're going to be watching the reunion and they're going to all be like smiles and happy. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, we know off the press this morning, Amaya unfollowed Brian. What happened to Amaya Papaya?
Do you think this could be just publicity though? Like trying to generate publicity for the reunion tonight and they're still together?
I could see that, but Amaya is so, she's so dumb that like, I just can't see that actually being like, she doesn't make calculated moves like that. She's a very genuine person.
But the producers do.
Mm-hmm. Their PR team do. Might be calculated.
You're right. I could see that happening. And I want to say I called it. I knew that Amaya and Brian would break up within weeks. Within weeks.
Because they know they can manipulate these specific couples, Amaya and Brian, who are a beloved couple, but kind of more of a casual couple, Iris and Pepe. Kind of just two hot people together. Mm. Whereas if this happened with Nick and Alandria, I think there would be riots in the street. Nick and Alandria, probably the most successful couple to come out of this. You can just, I just really feel like they're in love. Whereas the other two, I'm like, okay, maybe the last 6 to 9 months, we'll see. Instead, it was maybe 6 to 9
business days,
whatever. So we have put together a bingo card of things we are anticipating to see tonight. Rebecca, would you like to kick things off?
Yes, number one, easiest one, it's a shoo-in. Hoda will cry. Mm. Hurricane Hoda will come out. The storm will be there. Tears will flow.
Tears are going to flow. Now, I'm going to make a prediction for Ace, our kind of the mayor of Love Island. He was kind of running stuff, but I think at some point he's definitely going to have his signature eye roll come out where we're going to see a little zoom in moment and he's going to be like,
What happened to my little short king dude?
That's Ace.
Oh, that's Ace.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I love that guy.
Speaking of Ace.
Yeah, speaking of Ace, I am going to guess, I am predicting that Ace will refer to himself as 5'10 in this reunion, which is a lie.
Yes, no way.
Once again, he will refer to himself as 5'10 when that man is 5'7 on a good day.
I am predicting that Amaya is going to cry, which is kind of like saying you're going to find a fork in the kitchen.
Yeah, I could see her crying. She's a cute crier. I predict that she will also share a folksy but comforting saying.
She does. She has really great metaphors. She really loves, great analogies.
She loves to be the page that turns, the butterfly that sprouts its wings, and, you know, the coffee that you stir.
Maybe I'm not the book you should be reading. Maybe I'm not the lip gloss you should be applying.
That's tea, Amaya.
So I think Shelly and Alandria are going to confront Hoda over those bullying allegations.
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely. We're going to see it go down. And I also kind of want to see, okay, you have one about them that I didn't want to steal.
Oh, about Hoda, about the heart rate challenge.
About the heart rate challenge.
Okay, so some context. There was a heart rate challenge that went down on Love Island where basically everyone dresses up in lingerie and the challenge is to make the opposite sex's heart rate go as high as possible. Now, Hoda, who is, there is a theory that she is a midnight ballerina, aka a stripper. There was a dance move that she did on one of the contestants that had to be cut because it was so scandalous. And everyone wants to know, what did Hoda do? And it has been promised that the uncut footage will be shown tonight at the Love Island reunion. And I am predicting that it's going to be a letdown.
The fact that they had to cut something because it's so scandalous is crazy because the entire show is just a series of dry humping for no reason.
They have shown a lot more. So I'm like, what is it that could have made everyone in the villa mad at her and that they had to cut off Peacock?
All right, the last two on my list are the fact that Brian is going to respond to the rumors that he cheated on Amaya. I think he's going to deny said rumors, even though they're teasing that he's going to admit to it. And then I'm also predicting that Nick and Alandria are going to kiss.
Ooh, kiss. Okay, my final one is that I believe everybody around the room is going to have to go around and do their best. I pick Clark.
That's something that Katie's cousin said where he was just like, yeah, deciding between these two people. He's like, I pick Clark.
Who's
hosting this thing tonight?
I believe Andy Cohen.
Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
Andy Cohen is.
Andy Cohen is running it.
Okay. Yes.
Ariana Mannix isn't going to host the reunion?
I think they're probably going to tag team it.
Gotcha. Yeah.
All right. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.